RCMP say investigators uncovered information related to a suspect they believe was involved in the testing of an explosive device prior to the 1985 Air India bombing. However, the suspect is deceased. Monday, June 23, is the 40th anniversary of the deadly terrorist attack that killed 331 people, 329 on a flight departing Canada and two workers in Japan's Narita Airport, on June 23, 1985. The flight, en route to India, exploded and crashed into the Atlantic Ocean just off the coast of Ireland, killing all passengers and crew. Around the same time, a second flight that had departed Canada and transiting through the Narita Airport, had a suitcase that exploded and killed two baggage handlers. On the anniversary, RCMP's Pacific region, in response to general media inquiries, said that Mounties with the Integrated National Security Enforcement Team confirmed they uncovered information related to a suspect they believe was involved in testing an explosive device prior to the Air India terrorist attack. However, there has not been sufficient evidence to unequivocally confirm the identification of this suspect. Investigators confirm the suspect is deceased. A 2005 report, titled Lessons to be Learned, by independent advisor Bob Ray, said several people were involved in the building of at least two bombs and they tested a device while under the surveillance of CSIS members on June 4, 1985. The report adds that no photographs were taken of the suspects heading into the woods to test the device, and when an explosion took place, CSIS agents mistakenly believed that it was the sound of a rifle. More to come.